Good morning, Professor. How are you doing?
Morning. I'm fine, thanks.
So, according to you, Professor, what do you think is the most important part of the budget?
Let me just tell you for a start that the budget consists of over 600 pages for four different papers and very supplementary statements. So there's a huge amount of material, and if you were really interested in all the material, and I'm afraid you'd be rather boring person, no. You can get most of the stuff you want from what they call budget paper number one, where it says budget strategy and outlook. And that's where they give you a summary of what's going on. That's where all the important stuff is. And so it tells you the things that people, you know, a lot of people are interested in, particularly in politics, you know, the level of deficit, the debt, things like that. And also tells you where the revenue is coming from, how much is raised in taxes, and how, where that expenditure goes, you know, how much is spent on education, health, social welfare, etc. So basically, you can more or less limit yourself to budget paper number one, which is still a hell of a paperwork to get through. Or you could rely on the summary, or you could just listen to the budget speech, which of course is very political, so it's not exactly, I won't use the word inaccurate. It's got a spin to it, so it won't give you, it tells you exactly what the Treasurer wants you to hear. And of course, if you're really desperate, you can just simply listen to the radio or the TV and or read the papers the next day. It's to actually go through the budget papers is incredibly tedious, and I think most people would get lost very soon in the process.
So on that point, so there's a few different variations of the detail, so for different levels of understanding, I assume. But do you think it needs to be so heavily worded? Do you think it's unfair on people who don't have the sort of time to read up on the detail?
I've always been a bit surprised, not exactly surprised, but bewildered by the amount of material that comes out in the budget. It's an incredible waste of paper. I've actually been in the lockup, and I swore I'd never go again because there's just reams and reams of paper. And basically, you can get a fair idea what's going on in about half an hour at most, I'd say. But you see, I'm not saying this is deliberate policy, but a lot of the stuff is buried somewhere in those budget papers. And really, unless you've got a finely tuned appreciation of what's going on, most people would probably find it very hard to find something they're looking for. If you want specific details. I mean, the budget is just amazing. Last year, for instance, there's one of the sections tells you how many people they expect to be employed in the Australian Film and Sound Archive. if you're a journalist writing and you wanted to write a story on how the tax office was overloaded with staff, or, you know, the fact that the tax office isn't doing its job and he hasn't got enough staff, you'd hone in onto something like that. But I don't think most people would know where to find this.
Let's talk about budget in a different sort of way. Much of the comment on the budget is that we either have a spending problem or a revenue problem or both. Which is it, do you think?
Well, of course, it all depends. It's all to do with politics. I mean, clearly, you know, if you're basically a deficit simply means the revenue coming in is less than the expenditure going out, and so that's the deficit. Now, clearly, you can either bridge that gap by raising more revenue, which basically means more tax, or you can breach it by, you can lower it by reducing your expenditure. And probably the best way to do it is do a bit of both. But of course, some sides of politics are opposed to greater government expenditure. Others want more government expenditure on goods and services. And so basically, somebody's got to decide, and that's a matter of politicians. Are we going to, do we want more spent on social welfare, for instance? In which case we have to raise taxes. Do we want, okay, and if we say, well, people are taxed too much, and you say, well, where's the expenditure cuts going to go? Because, you know, most of our government expenditure is on social welfare, and then there's health and education. And so those are the big items. So if you're serious about saying the people are taxed too much, someone's got to say, where are you going to cut, okay? And some people say, well, our welfare system is far too generous. They'll agree with cutting that, you know? And then other people say, oh, well, we can't cut from hospitals, you know, because we've got an aging population, everybody's going to want better health care, and of course we want our kids to do better at school. So you can see for a politician the juggling act has to carry on. And it's why I think we've had so much of a mess this year, is that every proposal that the government puts up gets knocked down in about 24 hours.
Mm.
There's always somebody who doesn't like it.
You're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. But there you go, a brief look at how the budget kind of works. It is a huge document and a huge amount of paper, as you've said, Professor Phil Lewis. Thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER.
My pleasure.